Nutmeg Radio. It has been a hot minute. I was having a look the other day, and I think the last episode was published on the 30th of June. So definitely the biggest hiatus we have had here on Nutmeg Radio, and there are a couple of reasons for that. Oh, so I guess to start with, I am, and you know, there has been resistance. There has been major, in full transparency, there has been major resistance to come in and do this first episode back. And I guess the first and most prominent piece of that is that essentially I'm reintroducing the podcast. It's now Nutmeg Radio with Nadia Hicks. Lo and I have decided that, yeah, it's me. I'm taking it over, and she's going to come in as a guest for us to speak to, and she's also going to come in, and so we can get a an update very soon on what the last few months have been like for her, because she's also been through some pretty major transformations and shifts out there. And we felt like it would be a really nice way to round things out in the format that they had been. So that has been probably the biggest change for the podcast itself. And with that, I've really been sitting with what is, now that it's just me, you know, there's a big vulnerability piece and kind of coming back into the fold, into a space where I previously shared with somebody else, and now it's my space. What does that look like, you know? And as I have allowed it to land, more and more has come to the surface, come into the fold. There has been so much pushing me to get back into the podcast. And one of the biggest pieces that I want to bring in that feels so important at the moment and so relevant to the journey that most of the people who listen to this are on, and that is prayer. Prayer is a technology that is so powerful and has been such a catalyst for me in my own journey, and has been an absolute lifesaver at this point in time over the last 3 or 4 months, which I'll get into that in a bit as well. But to speak to prayer first, it's so simple, it's so easy, and I feel as though there's a lot of dogma around it, and there's a lot of judgment and potentially a lot of shadow around prayer because of the church and, you know, the way in which people might think about prayer. And I really want to bring prayer back into the spotlight because it is so easy. You can access it at any time, anywhere. You don't need anything. And it's your gateway into your heart. It's your gateway to God. And so every week I want to bring in a prayer that we can contemplate together for the week. So you might be somebody who already has a really solid prayer practice, and I honor that in you if that's the case. I really honor that. And if you're not, this will be a really good place to start. But even if you are, these prayers, when we bring in something intentional into our prayers, really interesting things can start to shift and happen. And I want to bring in a little prayer every week for us, something simple for us to contemplate, to sink into for the week, so we can really start to see how that starts to unfold and what that starts to bring to the surface. Because, I mean, when we started this podcast 2 years ago, over 2 years ago at this point in time, we really wanted to create a space that would help people change and help people on their own journeys of self-discovery. And for me, I was really sinking into, okay, that's all very well and good, you know, give people the information, give them the anecdotal, the evidence, the stories that can kind of help to inspire and push people along. And how can I also be offering something deeper within the podcast itself? How can I be offering something that people can tangibly be working with in a really easy way that doesn't require much time at all or effort, that will, I have no doubt, will have a significant impact on your own journey? And so each of these prayers will no doubt be guided, I will be guided to and to then bring into the space. And so for this week, I have a prayer ready. And firstly, I want to talk a little bit about what is prayer. Because again, it's one of those things that people, I think, associate with the church. And yes, they do use prayer in the church, and it's a technology. And if there's anything that I am about, it is powerful technologies that help us in our own self-actualization. And prayer is one of those. It is so powerful. And to begin with, I guess one of the things that people ask me, since I've started to kind of post random prayers on my Instagram stories and that sort of thing, I'll have people say to me, like, I don't know how to pray. How do you pray? And there isn't really, it's not one of those things that you can fuck up. You can't fuck up a prayer, and wherever you start is going to be amazing. And if you're really wanting to understand, I guess, a little bit deeper the technology of prayer, the way that I look at it is you are speaking with your heart. So to give us a little bit of a experience of this, I want us to take a breath. You can be doing this while you're driving. And again, this is why I love prayers. You can do it all day, every day. And if you do, the more you do it, the more you will see your life become the example of your prayers. So even if you're in the car, doing the dishes, doing the whatever you're doing as you're listening to this, taking a deep breath. And as you do, starting to feel your energy come into your heart space, drop into your body, into your heart, and really giving yourself a moment here, because this is one of the most crucial elements of prayer. It's this moment where you have an intimate moment with your own heart, noticing what's there. You know, even as I tune into my own heart space in this moment, there's a feeling of, it's melancholy. You know, I'm having memories of when we first started this podcast 2 years ago, and how now I'm such a different person. Both Lo and I are such different people, and we're still such good friends. And there's this like, wow, like this is a new chapter. And so there's an element of excitement, and there's also this element of melancholy there. So I'm just present with that as we tune in. And again, just bringing into the fold the transparency of everything that wants to be in this space. And that is the first step. You tune into your heart, you check in with yourself. What's here? Taking a breath into whatever is there, acknowledging it before you do anything else, acknowledging it. And you might be somebody who already feels comfortable with the word God. If you're not, you don't have to use it, but I do invite you to explore that. If you are feeling a certain kind of way, your prayer can simply start with, God, my heart's feeling a little bit this way or a little bit that way. you can open the space in that way, because prayer is about intimacy between you and God. And once you've done that, once you've tuned in and kind of opened your heart in that way, from that space, anything can come forward. You know, sometimes I have mornings and prayers that are literally just me having a big old bitch and moan to God about something. And that's how it starts, is me opening my heart and being completely fucking honest with whatever is there and whatever wants to come up and out, because this is where we start to create intimacy with ourselves. And when we have intimacy with ourselves, we have a sense of self-mastery. And when we have intimacy with ourselves, we can have intimacy with God also. So whatever you need to do in that moment, whatever you need to express to allow yourself to drop even deeper into your heart space. And then if we're looking at the specific prayer that I'm bringing in this week, it's a vow, essentially. And I feel it's really powerful to start, have this first episode back with a bit of a vow. One that has been used by people for aeon. And it's very short, it's very simple. God, I am remembering. So even as you, whether you say it out loud, whether you just allow it to vibrate within your heart, however that looks to you, however that feels to you, noticing what comes up around that. God, I am remembering. This is part of what it means to pray, is we are remembering the truth. We are remembering who we really are. We are remembering why we came here in the first place. And it's a beautiful introduction to prayer, and it starts to open us up, because I think, again, there are so many epic podcasts out there, and I'm so grateful to people who record and put out information for us to learn and grow and expand. And also, this information really does nothing if we don't do anything with it. And so simply using the prayer, God, I am remembering, we are remembering that the stuff that we are quote unquote learning is stuff that we already know. We already know it deep down. We're just remembering it. We're remembering the divinity that lives inside each and every single one of us. And that is a process, a beautiful process, a beautiful journey that looks so different for every single person that chooses to go on this journey. And it's such a beautiful prayer to start with. And it's such a beautiful prayer, I feel, to open the space with. And even as we are in that energy, I feel already so much more dropped into my heart space, dropped into my heart center, and more kind of grounded in terms of, what is this going to look like going forward? So with that, I would love for you to introduce this, even if it's, you know, going to bed at night and you remember to just drop it in there. God, I am remembering. Amen. If there's other stuff you want to add into your prayer, amazing. If you can sprinkle it into as many moments throughout your day as possible, you will sink deeper and deeper into the prayer, deeper and deeper into the remembrance. I really enjoy having a little indicators within my day. You know, I think that angel numbers, for instance, can be a really good, I know a lot of people who listen to this are into angel numbers, as am I, and I use them as a prayer portal. They're my little prayer portal. Whenever I see an angel number, I allow myself to drop into my heart for a moment and say a prayer, whether it's for myself, whether it's for the collective, whether it's for somebody else, whatever it is, whether it's just literally checking in on my heart, it's a prayer portal. So you could do it when you see angel numbers, or you could do it when you go to have a drink of water, anything that you can, that can remind you of, oh, this could be a potential opportunity for me to drop in a little prayer and see what starts to happen. See what starts to shift in your life, because when we bring in prayer into our life, we're bringing in so much more intention, and we're slowing ourselves down and we're coming into our heart space. So even just that alone will have a significant impact on your days and what your life looks like. One of the first things that I learned when I studied embodiment was we would set an alarm, like it was a homework thing, I guess you could say, to set an alarm for 5 times on your phone, 5 times throughout the day. And each time that alarm went off, you checked in with yourself. So you took a breath, you checked in with yourself, and you kind of recentered your energy. And so I guess for me, I carried on with that practice. I didn't set an alarm. I carried on with that practice, but I would use angel numbers, for instance, as my little portal into that. And as time has gone on, I've added prayer into that, and it has been profound to see how that starts to unravel and shift and move. Because prayer is so multi-layered. And so with that, if you're going to start bringing prayer into your practice, I recommend you do so with a lot of intention. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're praying to God, he's going to know what's in your heart regardless. So it doesn't matter if you're using other deities or whatever. We're not going to go down that path right now, but if you're praying to another deity, there's less clarity. But when you're praying direct to God, there is a lot more clarity in terms of he knows what it is that you're wanting to communicate. And I also offer being really intentional about the words that you use, because words are in of themselves a portal. And we've spoken about this on the podcast before, the power of the voice and the power of your language, and the words that you're using themselves are very full of magic. And especially when you're dropping it into prayer, it's like being really intentional, which is why I enjoy using prayer along with my own that have been used before me, that people, consciousness has been layering upon layering upon layer layering upon. So simply saying, God, I am remembering, that is a prayer that has been used for aeons. And so it's not just you. It's not just you you're tuning into. When you're tuning into that prayer, you're tuning into all of the people that have used that before you, all of the consciousness that has tuned into that before you. There is a whole consciousness of the prayer that is, I am remembering. And so when you allow yourself to access that, it has an even more, let's say, like exalted experience in your life, because there's a whole consciousness behind it. So I invite that in, and I would love, 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 love to hear what starts to shift and move, and like what you start to notice. Because the thing with prayer is you've got to listen. You put it out there, and then you've got to watch and be observant at what starts to move and shift. It might not be some big, massive, and it's probably not going to be when you first start, you know, oh my God, this massive thing happened right after I prayed. And that does happen. But for the most part, you will start to experience subtle shifts. And what you're doing in this moment is you're starting to create more of a relationship between you and God, between you and life. And so you're a lot more attuned to what is happening in life. What did I pray for this morning? I've got this showing up. Okay, this random situation that I don't like is showing up in my life. If this is showing up, what was it that I prayed for? And so I really recommend, if you are doing more than just the I am remembering, writing them down, because not only do we amplify our prayer when we write them down, we can also, when we have our journals, we can also see, oh, okay, I've got all this crazy shit happening with my bills over here today. All of a sudden, things feel really hectic with money. And just yesterday, I was praying for more abundance. And therefore, potentially what's coming into the fold is all of the areas in which you are not feeling abundant. It's making that obvious to you, for you to look at, for you to course correct within yourself. This is how the technology, when we start to work with it, becomes really powerful, because we are co-creating with life. We're not just falling our way through things, hoping for the best, just throwing action after action. We are really intentionally moving through the world, and we are taking in what is happening around us and what is being reflected back to us, and we are using that. So that is a little introduction to prayer, and no doubt I will continue to speak more to the topic. I just wanted to give a bit of a like explanation, I guess, as to why I wanted to bring it in and how it can benefit you and how to use it. So it's speaking from the heart. A prayer is like their words from the heart. And one thing I'll also say is that when you can drop in and be in prayer for another person, that prayer is equally for you at the same time. And I think this is a really beautiful way to start being able to connect to other people in a bigger way. We can start to shift our focus on being just ourselves, which I think the personal development world gets very fixated on, like the self. And I mean, I will be getting probably further into that. Maybe that's where this conversation wants to continue to head. Who knows? It's definitely a place that I have been. It's like being so fixated on myself that I forget the bigger purpose of like why we have come here in the first place. And I do truly believe that when we can offer a prayer to another person or situation or family or whatever, that we're starting to remember the like interconnectedness of everything and everyone. And it can just be a really beautiful, beautiful way to, if especially if you are feeling disconnected from whether it's yourself or from people, it can be a really beautiful way to start having that sensation of connection come back into your body, into your being. So that is going to be one of the themes of Nutmeg Radio going forward, is we're going to have a little prayer. We're not necessarily going to have a big spiel on prayer, but we're going to drop into prayer with each other every week and see what starts shifting in the space. I do intend to still have the occasional guest come in when I feel it's necessary. And yeah, for the most part, a lot of the topics are going to be around things that I am embodied in at this point in time, things that will be of benefit to everyone here. I guess there isn't necessarily a huge change in topics. It's just obviously going to have a different flavor. And I'm really looking forward to this new season. So I guess in terms of, you know, the other reason I spoke to having some resistance to coming back into the podcast is my voice went into the void. So the last four or five months, I would say, have probably been some of the most challenging months of my life, in terms of going through the biggest death portal I have ever experienced. And when I say death portal, I'm referring to a major identity death, several major identity deaths. And with that, essentially what kind of happened was a lot of truth was brought into my system, a lot of truth of potentially where I wasn't in my own truth was exposed within my system. And when that happens, it can be pretty uncomfortable. And there is a process of, like, when the truth comes in, oftentimes the truth does hurt, and there is a death that happens of realizing, like, potentially things that I was holding on to needed to be let go of, ways in which I was behaving needed to be let go of. Like, there was so many different layers to this. And the first process is you've got to let them go. You've got to let them die. And that is a painful process because there's a lot of emotion that comes up with that, all the emotion that it's tied into that identity, all of the grief. There is so, like, you know, people don't necessarily talk about this a lot, but when you're going through a major identity shift, and there's a little dragonfly just buzzing around as I'm talking about this, and dragonflies are all about liberation. People don't necessarily speak about the grief, the deep grief that is experienced when we go through our own death portal. Because it's intangible, and because there isn't necessarily the physical loss, although that was the case for me, there was also physical loss. There isn't necessarily something to, like, pin this deep sense of loss on. And when we are going with the thing with grief is that when we're experiencing grief, whether that is for our own identities or whether that's for the loss of a relationship or an actual, you know, somebody has died, what it often does is it will bring up all of the grief that you have experienced in your life, because grief is such a tender, delicate state, I guess, to be in, that oftentimes we don't know how to deal with grief. So when we're younger and we don't necessarily have the capacity to move through the grief, we will often numb ourselves to it. And it's really interesting. I'm reading this book at the moment. It's like one of those, like, interesting, like, easy reads, where, you know, this woman loses her husband and she basically just ends up throwing herself into this massive project. And not really even thinking about the husband. She's just in this project, keeping herself really busy. And I mean, I just really needed a book that was, like, lighthearted and easy to kind of flick through, because sometimes you just need that, you know, and I've been enjoying it. And it's been interesting to read because I've really noticed that that's what I would have done. You know, I have experienced grief in my life, and that has been how I've experienced it in the past, is this kind of, like, I just got to get through this. I just need to, like, distract myself from this. I just need to, like, oh, there's this pain is so deep that I just need to, like, I need to get out of it. And what that has historically looked like for me in the past would be definitely drinking, going out and drinking and partying and doing that sort of stuff. And even just to the, you know, going and spending time with people, like, instead of being with my grief and being with that deep sensation, going and kind of avoiding it by being around friends or whoever. And yeah, it's interesting to kind of witness this woman doing this in this book and to see how when we do that, because we're not actually processing and allowing this grief that is eventually going to have to move through us. It catches up with us the next time we experience grief, whether it's the loss of a relationship or whatever it is. When there is grief there, that's why you'll often hear people say, it feels like I'm feeling the grief of absolutely all the situations that have happened in the past, is because usually we have at this point in time more capacity, hopefully, to be able to hold that grief and to move through that grief. And so hopefully we can give ourselves more space to do so. We're not running from it. We're allowing it to be, and we're allowing it to move. One of the things with grief, it's one of those emotions that there's not much you can do with it except be with it. And it's a very, very deep emotion that needs a lot of reverence, and it needs a lot of time. And to come back to, shifting in identities, the grief is a massive part of that. So you have to acknowledge that you're, in an identity shift. You have to acknowledge, like, oh, I'm letting go of this. Okay. This is something that I thought was going to happen. I'm letting go of this. Okay. And it's a big process. And after the grief, you go into a void, because it's like, once the past versions have died and you've kind of essentially been emptied of them, you go into a void. And the void is this very interesting space. It's the deep, dark depths of creation itself. And as humans, we avoid it. And this experience that I've had with the void most recently has been the most intense that I have ever experienced, where I fully allowed my entire life to go into the void. And my voice was one of those things. My career was one of those things. Everything. I surrendered to the void, and I said, purify it. If it's not meant to be part of my life going forward, even if I've spent years building it, even if I've spent so long, even if I thought that that's something that I so wanted, I'm surrendering it to the void. I'm letting the void have it. And my voice was in there, because my voice has always been a big part of what I do. There has just been this so much resistance to coming back into the fold, to sharing my voice, because I feel as though there has been some significant shifts within that. And I really wanted to be firmly anchored in what is my message here? What is my message? And that is something that I'm still very much anchoring myself into, and it's becoming more and more clear that my message is about establishing deep, deep safety and trust within our own nervous systems, and being able as women to come back to our divine feminine blueprints, because I feel as though there is just so much information in the personal development world on, like, feminine and masculine, and this is what you do to do this, and this is what you do to do that, and the feminine is this and the masculine is that. And ultimately, to fully reclaim your, like, deepest feminine template, which as women, it's our birthright to be in the capacity and to be in receivership, to be able to do that, it's a lot of work. It's no joke. And I really feel as though for me, there has just been such a big liberation in that space. And liberation is my overall dharma in life, liberation. And I really feel like that liberation comes through your relationship with God, and it comes through allowing yourself to come back into remembrance, hence why we're using this prayer this week, into remembrance of who you came here to be. It's not about trying to become somebody else. It's not about trying to be like that person or trying to be more of this, more feminine, more masculine, more confident. It's coming back into remembrance of the truth of who you truly are, of what feels good in your body, of your true expression. It's all about remembrance. And that's where I will be, I guess, having a lot more focus on in these conversations is those topics. And it will involve other things. You know, this journey has been a number of things, and I've had a number of teachers. And for me, one of the biggest teachers that I've had in this journey has been money. And I'm not going to get into a whole thing about money right here and now, because that there's this whole podcast could be about money, really, if I so chose it to be. And essentially, money is just a reflection. Money is a reflection of yourself. Therefore, it's a really powerful tool, especially if it's something that you don't feel great about, whether you feel like you don't have enough of it, or it doesn't matter how much you've got of it, it still doesn't feel like there's enough of it, which is often the case for people. It's a really powerful portal to be able to start to look at, okay, well, there's something deeper here. There's something deeper within myself. It's never actually about the money. While on the surface it can look like that, and there's definitely like societal programming around it, and there's, you know, different socioeconomic groups are going to have like different programmings to others, and at the end of the day, money is just, it's the physical representation of a deeper identity. And for me, that has definitely been something that has been very much highlighted this year, and in particular the last few months. And so I feel as though there will be more money conversations in the way that I feel it's really important to speak about money, because it's more than just a money mindset. Like, money mindset is great, and at the end of the day, it's how we actually feel about it. And money is really just a representation of something else. For me, it's freedom and safety. And so what is my relationship therefore with freedom and safety? So money will also be coming in as a topic here to discuss. And embodiment, all about bringing it into the body. I am now in Costa Rica, and I've been here nearly 3 months. And it has been the most nourishing space. It's beautiful. I mean, if you're looking at this video, you can just see this like lushness behind me. It's a beautiful, beautiful space. And something that's been really interesting is tapering back on all of the intense stuff that I had been doing. So tapering, I like haven't done any like plant medicine. I really tapered back on the like intense magic and all of that sort of stuff, and coming back to my foundational things, the foundational things, that practices and tools that I have created and been creating over the years. Like, they have been what has allowed me to anchor in, like, how is it that I'm moving forward now that, like, essentially I have been emptied of all of the stuff that was no longer serving me. How is it that I want to move forward? And in all honesty, I couldn't have gone through the last few months if I didn't have a solid foundation of tools and practices that I could come back to. And it's one of the things that getting back to basics and creating this space where you know how to move with your energy. You know when you're needing to like work on things. It's so important to be creating that within yourself. And it's been a big message for me is that I need to have a platform for people to be able to tap into these tools and these practices. And so that is what I have created. And it's a combination. It's called The Foundation. And it is a combination of all of my previous work that I have done. And it is going to be self-study, and I will be continually adding to it, because as time has gone on, my own embodiment has shifted, my own knowledge on things has deepened and become more. And there is so, I'm just basically was shown by God that I'm just sitting on all of this stuff that is so powerful and can be used by people straight away, especially at the moment when things are hectic. We are coming into Christmas, the solstice, New Year. This is going to give you just such a beautiful, beautiful foundation to start working with. And there's going to be so many tools and practices and meditations within there that are going to start to help you unlock for you your own self-mastery. So it isn't, my idea here is that you can go through and you can figure out, okay, I really enjoy this, and like I really like this practice, or I really enjoy these meditations. And you can start making them your own as time goes on. That's my intention, is that you don't have to sit in meditation to like work through something. It's like you have the own capability within your own body, your own being, to be able to like make shifts as you're moving through your life, to be able to course correct as you're moving through your life. It's that is my deepest like prayer here for this space, is to be able to let you create your own version of this, your own foundation. The name of the game here is there's a lot of trauma release, there's a lot of embodiment, and it's giving you the tools of like, how do you work with the subconscious? How do you bring truth into your subconscious? How do you start to rewire the way in which you're thinking about things, the way in which you feel about things? How do you come into your body? How do you move emotion, alchemize emotion? Because as women, this has been so, so loud for me, and I've just noticed it. As more time goes on and more awareness that I bring to my own life, I really see how, especially women, because our energy is 16 times more intense than men. And hence why it's so important for us to be doing this work, because we are the energetic drivers in our families, in our relationships, in the world. We drive the ship energetically. And when we are directing that energy into fear, into our complaining, our judgment, into trying to run away from shame, we are creating such a vortex with that. We're literally amplifying anything. And so I feel so strongly about the sense of self-mastery, because we can really easily implode on ourselves. And this is why women find themselves, myself included, I have been here more times than I like to admit, even in more recent times, because we can find ourselves in these loops where we are looping on the same belief system unconsciously. We're looping in the same energy. We're looping and just trying to like hide from shame, just trying to not feel a certain emotion. We, and in doing that, we are looping, and we are finding ourselves back in the same situation again and again and again. The same situation, different outfit. And it becomes like bigger and bigger and bigger. And what I've really seen is that when we can break that within ourselves, it starts from within us. It is an inside game. When we can break that within ourselves, when we can look at like, what is the truth here? What is underneath here? Where is this within my body? How can I access my unconscious and how can I shift this within my own psyche so that I am not feeding that loop anymore? We can start creating a whole new pattern and we can start heading in a whole new direction and we can head there really, really quickly because we have the energetic backing to do so. So you can look at it as like we're either being creative with our energy or we're being destructive. The energy is going to be moving regardless. So whether it's our choice, essentially, whether we want to be creative with it and whether we want to create intentionally and what we want to be creating, or whether we are just in our loops of destruction at the end of the day. This is what the foundation is about, is really allowing you to access that for yourself. Access, okay, like you don't necessarily need to be speaking to your therapist for like 1,000 hours around a particular topic when you have the capability and the power to be able to go into whatever it is and shift that on your own. Yes, having one-on-one support can be hugely helpful, especially if you've got like really major trauma that you're working through, or if you're just feeling like, I don't know if I can do this myself. Absolutely. I 100% recommend getting support, whether that is through a therapist or whether you would also like to put one-on-one support with that. I will have some spaces available for that. And also, it's giving you the tools to be able to move through your life and do this, because essentially this isn't a one and done kind of thing. Like, we're always going to be moving through things. And the more we have the ability to be able to see where our energy is going, the more power we have. That is what power is at the end of the day, is being able to direct your energy in a particular direction, direct your energy in the direction that you actually want to be going. That is what it means to be in your power and in your sovereignty. Because for most people, we are very scattered in our energy. We've got thoughts here. We're holding on to so much shit from the past that we're continually like repeating these patterns and having these like same hurts come up time and time again. We have the ability to be able to let go of that stuff. We have the ability to be able to shift all of that. We just have to be willing to. And that's why, again, I have created the foundation, is to give you all of these tools so that you can decide what works best for you. And so all of the meditations, I've been doing them all myself over the last few months because, like I said, I've really been coming back to basics and I've just been really noticing the power of like the energy work that I've put into them. The energy is still there. I can feel it, the potency. I watch the videos and I can see my eyes doing all sorts of like weird shit. And I'm just like, yeah, I was channeling in some big energy for that. The energy work is there. These modalities, a lot of the time, have been ones in which I've made up over the last kind of 5 years that access the subconscious, the body, and the energetic. So you're working on all levels. Some of them are practices that aren't necessarily mine, but they're just ones that I have found really beneficial. And so I've added them into there. And like I said, I will be continuing to add things into there as time goes on. And as I feel like potentially an update is required and there's more information that is going to be beneficial in whatever area is there. So yeah, there's the trauma healing, there's the embodiment, and yeah, it's really accessible. I'm putting it out at 444. You'll have lifetime access to everything that's in there, and there is a lot in there already, and there will be more stuff to come. So whatever comes out in the future, if there's like a masterclass or whatever, you'll have the opportunity to be able to join that also. So I invite you into that. The link is in my bio within Instagram. I'll see if I can link it in the show notes here as well, if you would like to jump on board. And yeah, I really look forward to seeing what starts to come to fruition within that space. I feel like there's a big energy behind it now, and I'm really noticing more and more people are wanting to take self-responsibility, to step into being their own creator, to not be like in the continual kind of loops of their own stuff. And this does take work. If you want to be able to step into that space, it does take work and continual work. Like, I see myself moving through this stuff on a daily basis, but because it's anchored within my sphere, I'm not having to take a massive chunk of time out of my day to do it. I can just quickly drop into something and reroute my energy so that I'm like heading in the direction that I want to go to and want to be heading in. So $444, and it's probably like $3,000 worth of stuff that is in this portal. It's a good time. I recommend it. And if you have any questions and or you would also like to add on some one-on-one work, I am opening up spaces for that now as well. With over the last few months, I haven't actually been doing a lot because I haven't had a lot of capacity, and that capacity is now coming back as we are rebirthing into the new way of being. I am so, it's just my biggest desire at the moment to be back in service, be coming back of service. You know, it's been a very internal time over the last couple of months, one that's been really beautiful and again felt really nourishing here in Costa Rica. And I'm now in a space where I'm ready to hold people again and ready to have people come back into my sphere. So I welcome that. I welcome that with open arms. So yeah, I feel like that's probably about all that needs to be said at this point in time. I feel like this episode has been longer than anticipated. I was thinking, now that it's just me, the episode's probably going to be shorter because, you know, it's just one person talking. But I like to talk. I'm a chatter. I'm a talker. So it's probably been a little bit longer than what I was anticipating, but I feel really good. I feel really good to be back in the space, back on the mic, to be getting back into service now that things feel a lot more clear and there's a lot more direction and clarity around everything. It feels good. It feels good to be here. So I thank you so much for tuning in and, you know, giving your attention here. Your attention is probably your most valuable resource. And for you to be offering that to me, to be listening to what it is that I have to say for your own betterment, essentially, like I have so much gratitude towards you for that, for placing your attention here. Because at the end of the day, that is self-mastery, where we can place our attention for prolonged periods of time. That's where our life is going to really grow. And yeah, I have so much gratitude to everyone who has listened to this podcast and everyone who will continue to listen to this podcast. So welcome back. And yeah, I look forward to getting more into the nitty-gritty of like what has been happening. I feel like that's going to come more into the fold when Low comes on, and diving into topics. If you have anything specifically you would like me to speak to, please reach out. And also please reach out on what starts to happen and shift and what you're noticing when you're dipping into the prayer space. So let's close the field. again with God, thank you. Thank you for this space. Thank you for this opportunity to be a channel for you. And thank you for the prayer of I am remembering. I am remembering. I am remembering. May everybody who listens to this move through their day with grace and intention, and may anything that was said that is not in resonance be simply released. Amen.